Okay, now I want to tell you a story. It's about a little boy. His name was Jeremy Blue. Now, he and his family lived next door to the Green family. The families were really good friends. They had kids the same age. They liked doing the same sort of things. They even did their grocery shopping at the same time on a Saturday morning. Now, one day, when Jeremy was returning home, he did something a little bit unusual. Instead of going to his home, he went to the Green's house, took off his shoes at the door, dumped his school bag on the floor, went to the fridge, helped himself to some jelly and cordial, sat down on the couch and turned the TV on. Now, Mrs. Green walked in and stared, wonder and surprise. Why on earth was Jeremy in their house? Why was he eating her food and sitting on her couch and watching their TV? This boy wasn't part of their family. What did he think he was doing? Now, I can't say I've ever been in a situation like Mrs. Green, so I wonder what she did next. Did she welcome Jeremy and offer to top up his bowl of jelly? Or did she pack him off next door back to his own house? I want you to have a think about your family. What are they like? Are they here this morning or are they far away? Are there lots of them? Maybe only one or two. Maybe you don't like to think much about your family. Maybe there's been some hard times. But today we're going to look at a lady and her family and some of the things that she went through. Now, I'm going to give you some clues, and I wonder if you can work out who this lady is. So if you think you know, maybe put up your hand. That's what we do at school. So this lady was married and then widowed. She was a foreigner. She left her own family. And then she joined the biggest family in the world. Oh, somebody knows back there. It's Ruth, that's right. So all of you who've been at church the last couple of weeks, I'm hoping would have worked that out. So we're going to talk today about Ruth. And the last clue that I had was that one of her descendants was the most important person who lived. So now, as I've said, we've been looking at the story of Ruth, and you might have noticed that today there was no Bible reading, because I'm going to tell you the story again, so you might have heard it. But that's okay, because I'm going to tell you the start of the story of Ruth. Now, the story of Ruth doesn't actually start with her. It starts with a man named Elimelech, who lived in Bethlehem. He was married to Naomi, and they had two boys, Mahlon and Chilion. There was a famine in their country, so Elimelech decided to move the whole family to a place called Moab. And at this point, it's a bit sad because Elimelech died. And Naomi is left with her two sons. So this is where Ruth comes into the story. She got married to one of the sons, to Mahlon, and then Chilion married a lady named Orpah. Now, fast forward 10 years, neither Ruth nor Orpah have had any children, and suddenly both their husbands die. Mahlon and Chilion die. So this means that Naomi and Ruth and Orpah are all left without husbands or without any children. So there's no one to look after them. So Naomi decides that she should go back to Bethlehem, where her ancestors are from. Now, she tells Ruth and Orpah to stay in Moab because that's their home country. So Orpah does this. She stays behind, but Ruth decides to go with Naomi. Now, at this point, we learn something pretty interesting about Ruth. Naomi is trying to persuade Ruth to go back to where Ruth is from, back to her family. But Ruth says, and I think it's going to come up on the slide, please don't tell me to leave. Please don't tell me to leave you and return home. I will go where you go. I will live where you live. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. I will die where you die and be buried beside you. May the Lord punish me if we were ever separated, even by death. Pretty strong statement to say. Now, I put on my investigatory hat and had a think about why did Ruth say this. She clearly loves Naomi a lot, but that's not the only reason she wants to follow her back to Bethlehem. She also wants to be part of the family that Naomi is part of. She wants to be part of God's family. In fact, by this time in the story, Ruth has become a follower of God herself. Now, we know that she's been part of Naomi's family for about 10 years. And during that time, she's obviously learned about Naomi's God, the God of Israel. And she likes what she's heard, so she wants in. Anyway, to continue the story, Ruth and Naomi travel back to Bethlehem together, and they're welcomed back by the women of the town. And the rest of the story you can read in the book of Ruth in the Old Testament. Now, earlier on, I asked you to think about your family. So we all have family on earth, even if they aren't, if it's not a very big family or if they're far away, maybe they don't all live together. So in fact, I only have one person, my mum, who's my immediate family who lives in Melbourne. My brother and his wife live interstate. My dad lives in Singapore, and all the rest of my family live in Holland. There's lots and lots and lots of them, but they live on the other side of the world. And sometimes it can get a bit lonely. I mean, I don't have much family in Melbourne, but I think there's something even better than being part of a human family, and that's being part of God's family. So now, as I said, I only have my mum that lives in Melbourne, but I have a number of extra mums and dads, brothers and sisters, aunties and uncles, grandmas and grandpas, who all live around me. I didn't buy them from eBay. They're not plastic toys. They're definitely not made up. In fact, some of them are here this morning. Being a Christian means that I am part of God's family, and for me, that's here at St. Alfred's. So Ruth became part of God's family when she decided to believe in God. In fact, Ruth was a very important person in God's family. She was the great-great-grandmother of King David and was the great-great-great-great-great-great-great, I'm not sure how many, great-great-grandmother of Jesus. Even though people thought of her as a foreigner, God could see her heart and chose to use her in a very special way. God doesn't mind what your family here on earth is like. He doesn't mind if it's big or small, close by or far away, all together or separated. He doesn't mind if you're the oldest or the youngest or somewhere in between. He invites all of us to be part of his family. So, just like a human family, being part of God's family isn't always going to be easy. You won't always get along with everyone. Sometimes you'll have to do chores that you don't like. You might even be dragged along to family events where you don't want to go and the old ladies come up and they pinch your cheek and they say, "Oh dear, haven't you grown?" But it's all worth it to get to heaven and be welcomed as part of God's family. Luckily, I think I've grown enough. I've stopped growing. People have stopped doing that to me now. So in a letter to the Ephesians, Paul tells us that no matter who we are or where we come from, we can all be fellow citizens. That means part of, members of God's household if we believe in Jesus Christ. So Ephesians 2:19. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of God, the household of God. And that's pretty special. If we think of Ruth, who left all her family behind to come into this new and amazing family. So at St. Alfred's, one of the reasons we run programs like GFS and Boyzone is so that more and more people will come to hear the good news of Jesus, so that they too can be part of the family of God. Now, earlier on, I told a story about Jeremy, and he got a bit confused just a bit about which house was his own. I wonder what happens at St. Alfred's when a visitor comes over. Do we welcome them in, offer them some jelly, and start a conversation? Or do we politely show them the door? We know from the story of Ruth that God welcomes everyone who believes in him to be part of his family. Are you part of the family of God? It's the most important family that you can be a part of. If you're not sure, and you'd maybe like to ask some more questions, I'd be happy to attempt to answer them or pass them on to Peter. Or you could talk to the person who invited you here today, and that might be a GFS leader or a Boyzone leader. So at St. Alfred's, we love welcoming people, more and more people, into God's family, and we hope that you would like to be a part of that. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your big family. We thank you that you have space for everyone in your family, and it doesn't matter what we look like or what our family on earth is like. We pray that you will help us to come into your family and to be a great part of your family, just like Ruth was. We pray that you'll bless us today as we go out from here. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.